Or Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, 15 lines from the bottom, 2/3 down. First word on the line is Kasha. We had a Braitza yesterday that mentioned Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. That Rebbe Meir said that you could do Shia on hot water and food that's fully cooked. And Rebbe Yehuda says you can only do something that's fully cooked if it's mitzvah varalo, that if you can keep on cooking it, it's going to get worse. But if it's mitzvah v'yachalo, you can't do it. Now that's a kasha on the brisa that we saw a few days ago on Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. It's over there, Rebbe Meir said, that something that he only said, that chamim, hot water, but not a tafshil, can you do shia with? And Rebbe Yehuda says, chamim v'tafshil. So we have a double kasha over here. Over here again, Kasha the Rebbe Meir, the Rebbe Meir. Here Rebbe Meir says that you can do Chamim v'tafshil. On Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph, Lamed Zayin, he says Chamim v'lo tafshil. Kasha the Rebbe Yehuda, the Rebbe Yehuda. Because over here he brings in the matter of Mitztamek v'yathalo would be Aser. And on Amud Aleph, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, he says that he didn't mention Mitztamek v'yathalo at all. Rashi will explain it out very nice. Kash Tari Meir, Ad Veri Meir, the Tanan La'el, when we had it above, Beresh Pirkin, the Rebbe Meir, Aliba de Beis Shalom, Chamim of Alo Tashil. He said only hot water, but not Tashil. Tahach, Shari Chamim de Tashil, Shavishu Kol Tzarko, and over here, he's mattering to do Shia with hot water and a Tashil, as long as it's cooked completely. It's a Kash on them. Kash Rebbe Yehuda, Ad Veri Yehuda, Tahatam, over there in the beginning of the parak, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Chami V'tafshel. He just said Chami V'tafshel. And he didn't qualify it if it was Mitztamek V'rayitlo, or that Mitztamek V'yafalo is Aser. V'hacha Aser Tafshel, Shabishel Kol Tzarko, if it's Mitztamek V'yafalo. So it's a double kasha, from our brisa to the other brisa. So we say, Ad Rebbe Meir, lo kasha. Why? Halit Chachila Hadi Evid. What we said on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph is Litchachila. Litchachila, according to Rebbe Meir, is that one should only do Shia with Chamin, but not a Tafshil. Over here, where he says Chamin the Tafshil, if you did it, fine, you did it. If you're going to come and ask, because we're going to tell you only do hot water, but not a Tafshil. But over here, it's talking about where you did it. Dvev Yehuda, Nami Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Kan bigrufa v'ketuma, kan b'sheina grufa v'ketuma. Where he says you could do chamim v'tafshel, no matter under any circumstance, when it's grufa v'ketuma, you cleared it out. Over here, where he's worried about mitzdamek v'yafalo, and you can only do mitzdamek v'yavalo, is when it's sheina grufa v'ketuma, where you didn't clear out the oven. Rashi, halitchachila, the Mishnah kamaita, the first Mishnah lishot. That's litchatchila kamar. He's talking about litchatchila. That's you should only do chamim, but not tafshil. Tahak b'shia kavar kamar demutar liachlo. And now that we said, when you do shia kavar kamar demutar liachlo, if you did it, you could eat it. Tam b'kavuf v'ketuma with Rebbe Yehuda. Hahid le'el above. I b'kavuf v'ketuma. It's talking about where you cleared out the oven. Kedetanya ba. Mashin al gabi gruf v'ketuma. Ve'ein mashim al she'ein a gruf v'metuna. That's what we said above. O mahein mashim al grufa. Tietan al shod. Rabbi Meir, oh man, we have it over there. Hilchak afilu et chachil ashoi. Rabbi Yehuda hacha ki she'ein a grufa hilchak dievet asa. Over here it's not. So there's no steer between the two vices. It's even though they're both machlokets, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and it looks like they're different, they're not. Ibo elohu. Ava, if he transgressed the Shah Mai, what's the din? Mikan suva banan olam. We already established that it's usher to do Shia, meaning we're going in Shita's Chachamim. If you did it, we already says it's us, you forgot. But here he transgressed it, he was over the Isser. Do we give him a kanas and he can't eat the food? That's what's going on. Oh, so that's what Rashi's saying. Look at Rashi. Now, according to Rashi, the Gemara above, we established that it's Aser. Over here, did the Rabbanan give a Kanaf? If you are over, is the food Aser or not? Maybe it's us to do you over in Issa, but you can eat the food. Oh, but it didn't say if the food was us or not. Yes, what is Rashi doing over here? You're right. So is it a Knas Midrabban or not? Maybe it is an earlier Gemara. Lemaisa, Tosfot learns it differently. And Tosfot's learning the case over here in the case where it's Mitzdamek V'Rayafalo. Remember, there's being over on putting the food on where you didn't clear out the oven when it wasn't fully cooked. Now it's fully cooked. But if you didn't clear out the oven, it's going to be Mitzdamek V'Yafalo. We had a Machloket, Tanoim. In Rebbe Yehuda's Shita, where it's Asa, if it's Mitzdamek V'Yafalo, it's Asa to do, are we going to give a Knas on that, that it's going to be, that you can't eat it? So according to Tosfot, the Gemara is different than above. Because it's talking about the extra factor. It's fully cooked. It's just it's going to be very nice if you continue cooking it. And now you are over the Midrabanan and you cooked it and you did Shia on it. According to Tosfot, are we going to give a Knas Midrabanan? According to Rashi, Lechor, it's the same Gemara as above. That we're, is it a Knas that we're answering it or not?
I was asking that maybe it's an
additional thing. Yeah. Okay, Iqwari Lu, Ava Vishar Mai, Mi Kansuhu Rabbanan Olam, Tash Madi Omer Shmuel Bar Natan Omer Rav Chanina, Gishalag Rabbi Yossi Le Tzipori. When Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, Matze Chamim Shinishtao Al Gabi Kira Velo Asar. He saw that they put water, hot water, fully cooked on a Kira that wasn't cleared out, and he didn't answer it. Why? Because it's Mistamek Varalo. If you keep water that's fully cooked on a Kira, it's only detrimental because it's going to evaporate. It's not good for anybody. No one wants their water to get hotter. We're not going to come to stir the coals on it. But then he saw Beitzin Mutsomkot. These are very, very hard-boiled eggs. Shinishtar eggs. Shinishtar Al-Gabi Kira that was left on the Kira. So it's Mistamek, Lachor Mistamek V'Yafalo. V'Yafalem. And he answered them. So we see that Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, came and answered something that was Mitzdamek V'Yafalo. It's much more Meduyak in Tosfot, how to read this Gemara. So he answered them, my lav, is it not Leoto Shabbos? That he answered that you can't eat them on this Shabbos? That's what Tzmashmi came and said, it's Usher, meaning you can't eat it. Lo, it's not, you can't be Muchkwak that it's Usher that Shabbos. Lo, Lishana Haba, the next Shabbos. Meaning he said, it's us to do that. Don't do it. This Shabbos, you can eat it. But don't do it anymore. It's us to do. Rashi Abba Vishar V'mezid Mai, Murtul Yachor Lo, Chamim Lo Aser, the Mitzdamek V'Ralo. The hot water he didn't Aser, it's the Mitzdamek V'Ralo. It's bad for it to stay on the oven. And no one's going to come to stir it. Beitzim Aser, the Mitzdamek V'Yafalo, because it's very good for it. My lav, Leoto Shabbos, is it not that he Aser on that Shabbos? Aser Malayim B'Yachilin, he Aser to eat? Lo, Lashana Ba, Aslam Akshav, he says it's Asr now, Shalola Sotkin Lashabbos Ba, in order that you shouldn't do it next Shabbos, Avab Echil Shari. He left it for, he said that it's allowed to be eaten. So we see from here, Miklal, the Beitzim, Mitzumkot, Mitzdamkot, V'Yafalam, these hard-boiled eggs is called Mitzdamek V'Yafalam, we see that over here, that if you keep on cooking the eggs, and they're going to get smaller and smaller. The more you cook it, the more trouble it's going to get. It's Mitzdamek V'Yafa. Well, and he says, in, yes, it is. Tiyom Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Pam Echad Nitarakti Ani V'Rebi Makom Echad. Once, I was going with Rabbeinu HaKodesh to a place. V'Avir Lefneinu Beitzim Mitzumkot. They gave us these hard-boiled eggs. I think that's like some kind of small fruit or a mushroom or something. Something that like, they got so small they were cooked. And we ate a lot of them. Mashma that they were very tasty. Rashi. It's a boy, it's kasha. It's a prince. It's mashma mesek the brachos. We had a gemara with Rav Shmuel that at the end of the surah, Shmuel says, if they brought me these ozdrim, and I think Rashi says it's a type of mushroom, I wouldn't continue eating, or something that Shmuel liked. But over here, I don't know. Mediyomer v'yachlenu arvei mekla diyachalem. It's mekla diyachalem. So we see over here that we usher again something that's mitstamek ve'valo. Now, we have, I heard from my Rebbeim, who told me in the name of Chaim Shmulevitz, that on Lag Ba'Omer, you always have to bring down a Gemara from Rabbi Shimon. That's part of the thing. And he said, not only that, you get a special type of Shmaya, that whatever you're learning, on Lag Ba'Omer, Rabbi Shimon comes in. So I went through the Gemara, went to the next Talmud, and the next time, and nothing come up till another daf or so do we have a Rebbe Shimon. Nothing over here. There's nothing to deal with Mitkavin, the Davashen of Mitkavin, no Muxer, no nothing over here. Shabbos is full of Rebbe Shimon. All of a sudden over here, there's no Rebbe Shimon. Where are we going to find a Rebbe Shimon? There's got to be, I mean, you have a Kabbalah from Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, there's got to be a Rebbe Shimon over here. Baruch Hashem. The Gemara started instead, and that when Kishahalak Rebbe Yossi Litzipuri, when Rebbe Yossi went to Tzipori, who cares? Right, when he went, what do you have to bring down the Tzipor for? So you guys look at the bottom, Rebbe Nissen gone over here. Rebbe Chanina Kishalik, Rebbe Yossi Tzipori. What's this talking about? Hadavar Shagorim Lolek Tzipori, the thing that caused him to go to Tzipori. Ho, Shemifores B'mamad Likin, that we learned on Daf Lam and Gimel. What was the thing that caused Rebbe Yossi to go to Tzipori? Rebbe Yehuda was sitting and talking about how beautiful the roads are and the bathhouses are that the Romans built. Rebbe Yossi was quiet, and Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai says, what? That's, you think they did it for us? They did it for their own purposes over here. The Romans heard this. Rebbe Yehuda, who spoke nicely about them, they made him the Rosh Medabrim. Rebbe Yossi, that was quiet, they exiled too, Tzipori, and Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, that said that he spoke against the Romans, they put a death warrant on him, and there he ran up to the cave up in Meron, and that's the Kesher of today to Lag Ba'Omer. Beautiful. Okay. Beis Hillel Omrim, Af Machzirim. We're going to go through now the halachas of Chazor. This is going to take us to the Mishnah. Okay, we're allowed to do Chazor on Shabbos. Remember, we did Shia. Chazora is more machmir according to everyone, right? Because we're worried about mixed kibishol. Shia, we're worried about stirring it up. According to, when we go into Basil, according to Chananya, who is more strict over here, the only way you could do chazora is on an oven that's completely cleared out. If it wasn't cleared out, you could do Shia on it, right? But if it is cleared out, you got to, unless it's cleared out, you can't do chazor. Just worried about a mixe kibishel. And that would be lemais if we keep in mind on our bleks, right, our halachas, on our blek basically, or our chashmar, or plata, thank you. Need a little drink. On, it's okay. On Shabbos, we could do Shia on it, because basically we're not worried about stirring the cold, because it's considered Ketima ve'Grifa, Grifa ve'Ketima. Right, since, so we're allowed to put it on. Now doing Chazor on it, even if it's Ketima Grifa, it could look like Bishul. So we're going to have certain Tanoim that are going to go on with Chazor, on what are you allowed to do with Chazor? What are you allowed to do with Chazor? Omer Rav Sheshis. The Divrei Ha'amer Machzirim, that is Hananya, according to the one that holds Machzirim, that you could only do Machzir unless it's completely cleared out, a field of Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. What does that mean, a field of Shabbos? Rashi. In Shabbos day. Meaning, everybody knows, we're worried about over here, Nixei Kibishol. If you have the original Shia, you're allowed to do it, the Shia, you didn't cook it, you took it off the hot plate, Erev Shabbos. Shkoyev. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihyeh V'Divro. Small glass, right? A field of Shabbos. Meaning we're worried, the whole problem with Chazora, again, we're worried that it's going to look like Bishul. As long as it's attached to the original Shia, it's not going to look like Bishul. Meaning, if you did something to be Mevatel, the original Shia, for some reason people look like it's nothing to do with what you originally put it on for, then that's going to be an Isser of Chazor. So over here, Erev Shabbos, when you had it on Friday night, and I took it off the stove, right, I did the Shia, it was more dark. I took it off the stove, right? Everybody knows when I put it back on, it's because I want to continue using the original Shia for the food during the day, the next day. What about the next day comes in?
I take it off the stove. Why am I putting it back in? What am I putting it back on for? People think I took it off. What am I putting it back on? For Shalosh Shudas? Can you tell them Shalosh Shudas? So there it looks like I'm evacuating the original Shia. Maybe I can't put it back on. But Sheshit says, feel a Shabbos. Even on Shabbos day that it looks like you're taking it off and you're not going to put it back on, it looks like you're mevatling the original Shia, and it looks like when if you put it back on, it's going to be a mixei kibishel, it's still mutter. Rashi, maksim afil the Shabbos. V'yolah mechart, on the Shabbos day. V'lo teimah, don't say, v'lutaheyu b'mishach ha-sheikha. Don't say it's all talking about Friday night. The Hatam on Friday night, who Disharo Mishum de Muchach Milta. It's clear. The matter, the Adaita de Hedori, Mitzorek Machar, Shachalei. That the whole reason why he turned it on his mind was that he's going to return it to eat it for the next day. But Aval B'Yom, on Shabbos day, Lo Muchach de Shachalei Adaita de Hedori. It doesn't look like you took it off with your mind to return it. It doesn't look like it. And therefore, Vavla La Hatmana. Oh. Rashi, what did you bring down Hatmana for? It looks like you're bottling the original Hatmana, the original Shia. The Havilei Kematmim L'Chadchil. It looks like you're doing Hatmana again. Now this is Rashi L'Shitaso in the Mishnah that he learns that Shia and Hatmana are the same thing. The same lungus. The Rishonim are going against it. And Rashi over here is saying Hatmana, which is Shia. That's how the Rashba learns Rashi over here, that when he says Hatmana, he means Shia over here. So we're worried when you take it off, you're not allowed to do Shia L'tachila on Shabbos. Meaning I can't just take my food and put it on Shabbos. It's got to be on Shabbos from Erev Shabbos. If it's on Shabbos from Erev Shabbos, I could do Chazor. A new Shia on Shabbos is Usher. So over here, we're worried about, are you going to be Mevatel, the original Shia, or not? So if you do it on Friday night, it looks like you're continuing it. On Shabbos day, you'd have a Havamina that you're doing a new Shia after you take it off, after you remove it from the flame. So if Shesha lets you know that he feel the Shabbos, you could do it. It's not a problem. The Afrev Oshia, and even Rav Oshia Sava, he holds it, Afmachsian, that you could turn it and feel the Shabbos. Why? The only Rav Oshia, Pam Echarayenu Omdin Le'elim Rebbe Chia, I was in front of Rebbe Chia Rava, the great Rebbe Chia, Ve'alinu lo kumkut shalchamim mit yuta haktaktonu lit yuta el yona. We brought the kettle of hot water from the bottom part of the attic to the upper part of the attic, meaning even to a different room. V'mazgenu lo et hakos, we poured the hot water into his coast to offset the wine. V'yaksevina lo lemakomo, and we returned it back to its place. Now we're taking it from one room to the next room. It looks completely like we're disregarding the first Shia, and it looks like it's kemixei kevishel. And he didn't say anything. And this must have been going on Shabbos day, because that's the mitzvah that we brought over here. Kumkus yor katana, it's a kettle. Tiyuta avashi is liyah, it's an attic. Linkomo lakira. And he brought it back to the kira. So we see from over here that you could even do it on Shabbos day. That's not called mixei kevishel. Omer rev zvika, omer rev ava, omer rev tadai. Lo shonu, this thing that we learned right now, that you could return it. We didn't learn it, Ela Sheldon Biado. He kept it in his hand the whole time. Meaning he didn't put it down on the ground. Aval ha-nikol gabi karka, asr. When is it that the chazorah is considered chazorah and it doesn't look like you're being mevatel, the original shear? Remember, you're not allowed to take a pot and put it on the black on Shabbos, even though it's fully cooked, even if it's warm. You can't do it. You can't just do Shia. Shia has to be from Erev Shabbos. If you're doing it on Shabbos, it's mixei kevishel, just to put food on the black. Rather, there's a hetzer over here called chazorah. You could return things on the black that you took off, because it's still part of the original Shia. But if you did something that makes it look like you're mevatling the original Shia, and you're doing a new Shia, new placing on, not attached to the first one, that will be usher. So we're bringing the din over here. If it's still in your hand, that's clear that you're not being mevatel, the original Shia, and you could return it. It's not mixei kevishel. But if you put it down on the karka, that looks like now you take it off the karka. It looks like he didn't have anything to do with the first Shia Erev Shabbos, and now he's putting it on the blech, and now it'll be yasser. That's why he holds it. You have to keep it in your hand. Aval anikla gabi karka, yasser. He did this din himself. This was his own chiddushu diavad. That's what he did. Aval even if you put it down on the ground, it's you could still do chazar on it. That's not called being mevatel your original shear. Vashi. Aval nichal gabi karka aser liaksir de batli la hatmana. He was mevatel the hatmana, which is the shear. The etmol, the original. The havi kemat min lechachila. It looks like he's putting it on the black lechachila. Lekarmi yachid ho b'davar ve'en alacha kamo. So he did it himself, and the lacha is not liking that you have to hold on to it. This is actually makloket. Pligi bar vavdimi v'rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. The tafayim mishmei v'rav Eliezer. They're both saying in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Amay. They're both saying it in his name. Chanamel odam v'yado mutter. One of them says, if it's still in your hand, that's when it's mutter. Agavi karka, but if you put it down on the ground, asur. V'charame ha'nichan agavi karka, nami mutter. It's also mutter. So we have a machloket. If you put it down on the ground, is that going to be mevatel, the original shear knot, and you can put it down, or do you have to keep it in your hand the whole time? Omer chizkiya, mishmei d'abayu. We're going to add in a new factor over here. Yeah, putting it in... We have the case of whether it has to stay in your hand or whether you can put it down on the ground. A new case. And we're going to have two versions of Chizkiya. It's going to have a nafkamina for halacha. Omer Chizkiya, mishmei d'abaya. Ha'adi amar odem biyado. In the case that we said while it's still in your hand, it's mutter. Lo amu, except for another condition. Ela shedaitu l'achshir. You have to have intention that you're going to take it off. But if you took it off the flame, for example, you took it off and you have no intention to put it back, and all of a sudden you hear from the other room, honey, I hope you put it back because we want it for tomorrow. You're like, oh no, what do I do over here? So you have to have the intention when you first took it off to return it. That's what Chizkiya says over here. Oh, because we're doing when you have it still in your hand, mutter, that's mutter to return. Lo amo elish shadaita la'aksia, that you had intention when you took it off that you're going to put it back. But if you didn't have intention to return it back, usher. It's usher. Miklal, and we can infer from here. Yal gabi karka. If it's on the karka, afal pi shedaita liaksi usher. Always, when you put it on the karka, even if your intention is to return it, it's usher. So that's the first shita of Rebbe, of Chizkiya, that we add in the factor of mindset. Ichidiyami. This idea that you have to have intention to return it, is al gabi karka. When we said al gabi karka is aser lo amam el shein daitul liachsir, it's talking about where your intention wasn't to put it back, but about daitul liachsir. But if you took it off the blech and your mind was to return it and you put it down on the ground, mutter. That's mutter. Okay, even putting it down on the ground, not holding it the whole time. Miklal, from here it's clear, should be old and be other, if it's in your hand, alpha pishain daitulaksir mutter. Even though you didn't have the intention, it's mutter. Meaning, is this intention l'chumma or l'kula? Is it going on while it's still in your hand? That's when you have to have intention, but on the clock, even if you have intention, it doesn't work. Or no, it's lakula, that this whole idea of intention is only when you put it on the ground. But if you had intention, you put it on the ground, you can return it to the black. But when it's in your hand, you don't need the intention at all.
How is Makshava
Nageya
to the message?
How is it Nageya to... How is Makshava?
Why is Makshava Nageya to the message of Avashim?
Good question. We'll leave it at that. Anyone want to take a... Yourself, okay. You're mevatling it. It's what your intention if you're mevatling it.
And after here, we see from here it's not. Because the aura, like one, you can say you can push on the ground, you can't put it back. Okay. On the other hand, if you had Makshava, you know, naturally trying to be beside his hand, you can't put it back. So we see that in Achirambe, he says, we go by the way it looks, and that's the way he's thinking.
Okay.
Because we don't take into account the Makshava. Because
I'm going to put it back.
Right, but we see the mindset, we see the mindset, we don't do it. Because regardless of what the mindset is, we go by the way that we did.
Okay, well, please.
That's what we're thinking.
Talk, Ian, excellent. We'll have to go into it. Okay, boy, Rebbe Yirmiyah, in between cases, tall of a mikkel, you put it on a peg or stick or something, mahu. Is that called putting it on the ground or putting it or not? Mahu, it's hanging in the air. Hanikul agabi miti, you put it on the bread, the bed, mahu. Boy, Revashi, pina memecham le mecham, you switched it from one container to another container, one kettle to another kettle, right? Is that called enough to mevatel the original shinan? You can't do chazoranat. Mahu teku. All these are questionable. We don't know. Yeah. Tala b'mekel mahu ke'odan b'yadu, it's still in your hand, the dummy. Is it considered that it's still in your hand? It's hanging up. Or b'shiniyak agavi karka dummy. Or is it considered that you put it on the karka and you mevatel it? Pina b'mekam l'mekam mahu mi havi kimat min l'charchila. Is it that you are doing a new hatmana l'tarchila, the yasul axiom, if you put it in a new pan, it looks like you're doing a whole new action. Look here, Allah. A mecham is kumkos, mecham and bochamim. Okay, Akan, we just finished basically some of the most difficult sugyas in Masech to Shabbos on Shia and Chazor. Let's just quickly go over to make sure we got in place. Just real quickly, the Chazor. There's a few matters that you need in Chazor. There's holding it in your hand, there's putting it on the karka, there's the intention, and the Rishonim bring down another inyan on whether or not it cooled off or not. For example, we'll just go straight out Lamais over here. There's Machloket, Sephardim, Eshkenazim on what do you do with Chazor on Shabbos. Sephardim do not hold, I'll just show you, that we'll see it in the Shulchan Aruch, it's just very clear. Over there, it's all in Reish Nun Gimel, Halacha base. He brings down Chakira, Akira, Sheik, Ruf, Viketuma, are blacks, straight out, no question about it. The Nothal Ketira, you took off the pot from it, even on Shabbos. You're allowed to return it all the time that it's hot. It has to be boiling. That's Sephardim. Ashkenazim are not going to be like that. Ashkenazim are going to hold that as long as it didn't cool completely. Okay, first big difference. The Sephardim have to make sure it's completely hot, and we're going to see this later on Daf Mem. This idea of how hot things have to be with cooking on Shabbos. Remor comes in viyodo viyado. It has to remain in your hand. Okay, Sephardim, it doesn't have to be in your hand. So when on my Shabbos, when I come to my house, I take my pot off, I put it on the counter, right? You walk in, what is this guy doing over here, right? You come in my house, you're coming over for Shabbos, and you see the soups on the counter. All of a sudden, you walk back in the kitchen, you see it on the black over there. No problem. Sephardim have no problem of putting it on the counter, as long as it's Yassel Edipo. So what I'd have to do, Sephardim are allowed to put it on the counter, right? But before I put it back to the black, I have to make sure it's Yassel Edipo. If it's not Yassel Edipo, I can't put it back. Question if I could ask an Ashkenazi, if it cooled down much more, can you, by the way, put it on? But you have a problem, because it's on the counter and it wasn't holding. And usually you don't hold it long enough for it to get cold. Okay, so all the biado. The next one is, Paloha Nikola Kabi Karka. You should put it on the Karka. A counter? Fine. Karka? Not. And Ramor puts in Pedaitul Haksir. You have to have intention to return it back. So this is one of the areas in Bishul on Shabbos that the Ashkenazim are more makmir on Sephardim, that you have to lit charchila, keep it in your hand. It can cool down as long as it's not completely cold. You hold it for a good 45 minutes or something, and you have to have intentions to return it. Mishnah Brewer brings down, there's what to be makel over here, right? Since we saw in the Gemara, there's so many sheets over here, whether or not the intention is going on, putting it actually on the ground when you're still holding your hand. The Ramah is going lachomer in your hand with the intention to go back. But we see many cool and thicker shitas, and this is a midi rabbanan, even though he's going being machmir. The Mishnah Brewer brings down shemekin lebiyado biyado afilo ein daitulaks here. You didn't have intention to return it. You could still put it back. Even if you put it down for a little bit, you're allowed to do it. This is bidiyevit. Okay, it's all bidiyevit over here. You could even, as the Ber Halacha brings down, it's efshar sheish lahacha b'milta d'rabbanan, that you could do it. So, for example, one should not put it down, if you're an Ashkenazi, on Shabbos. But if you did, and your wife calls from the other room and tells you that she's planning on having it for the guests the next day, and it might cause a shalom bias problem, there's no question about it, even though you put it down, you had no intention of putting it back. Oh, of course, honey, right? Still in my hand, whenever you can put it back. Litchakila, we don't. You don't. I do, you don't. Okay, so if you eat at my house, you have what to rely on. If you see my soup was off because we were feeding our kids before you came, and then all of a sudden you saw it back on the blood, you don't have to get all nervous that, what is this guy doing? It looks like it's nixel kabishal, I don't want to eat that food, which once happened to me. On a shower, this person put, well, this is, you know, shake, it's putting it back on the thing over there. They want to eat it. I had to take out the shmish bar hil chos and sit down. They eat. Special. Because the recognition is Ashkenazi to put it on for me. Okay, with the Shia, the Shmir Shabbat Kil Chasa brings down with the Shia with us mentions. He says like this with Shia. He says there's a lot of Chiluki Dinim over here when it comes to Shia the Kibar on the Eish on Erev Shabbos. So he basically brings it on like this. It's tov to be machbid, to be machmir, that you don't put your tafshil down on in your hot water unless it's fully cooked. Meaning completely boil the water and then put it down to your blech. Completely keep cooked the food and then put it on the blech. And then even if it's mitzdamik for yafalo, it's considered cleared and everything. He mentions that, of course, if it wasn't completely cooked, as long as it's Kemichel Ben Drasai, which Litzchakhila should be half, this extra Rambam Shita, Bidiyevit, you could go on a third, there you can do it. It's Mutta Me'ikar Din, meaning as long as the food is basically edible, you could put it on and continue cooking on Shabbos. It might be a problem of Chisor, I didn't get it clear. But for sure, one should, Erev Shabbos, Litzchakhila, when it comes to Shia, he should put it on the black, fully cooked, not have any of the problems. Bidiyevit, it's running very late, as long as it's cooked to one-third. Problem with a crock pot sometimes, make sure the crock pot, remember, if we had the chazanish, it has to be, when do you count that one-third? From the time that it starts to let it boil, when it's actually cooking, that's when you, the mekel sheet of the chazanish, so it's all boiling on time, right? The one-third is time. It cooks takes an hour to cook, 20 minutes, that's one-third. It's on time. It has to be from the time it started boiling. So if you have your crock pot, and you know that even if you put it on Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure it already started getting to Yatzel Edipo, then you count the 20 minutes. Question also in Halacha, you have to ask a posik, do we go according to Shkia or Tzeis? Makes a big difference over here. Right? If you get it to the boil right before Shkia, you have your 20 minutes till Tzeis, you're fine over here. If not, if we're going to Shkia, it could be problems. If you have a problem, yes, you're rough.
Blech is only for Chazor?
What?
The blech.
No, the black would also be over here. If we're machmir like chachamim, if things are not fully cooked, right, we're worried if, a black has a din of, that's called, even.
So you have to cover the
Oh, so that's a question that's brought down in the things, the dial that you turn on it. Are we afraid, is that called stirring coals or not? So it's a machloket poskim also on that. There are those that say, yes, it's the same thing. You might come to stir the coal and turning up high if you want to. On the other hand, there's nothing doing. It's a completely different world over here when you see the dial on the blech or not. But that's the, although I think most people are knowing to put a little piece of tinfoil on it, some kind of heck on it. But if you didn't, it's not the end of the world. It's not, the food's not going to be usher. Let's say you didn't cook it completely and you didn't put the thing on. There's what to rely on, that even it's still called grief for Fatima, the blech. That's what they bring down in the post. Let's start the new Mishnah. Tenor. A tenor is a much, it's a much hotter oven than the kira. Basically today our tenorim, what we call tenorim, have a din of a kira, because since they're large, right, the poskim mentioned that they call our tenorim a tenori afia, that all of a sudden we could bake in our houses. It was a big chiddush that you could have these things that you could bake. Everybody had stovetops in those days, that wasn't a problem, but a little private baker's oven in your house, that's a chiddush. Is our tenorim like their tenorim? And they say no, because there's a lot of air in there. It doesn't get the same heat as their tenorim, which was the question you asked the other day, if you could do Chazor back into the Tenor. If our Tenor has a din like a Kira, and it's completely covered, and you know you don't have the, whatever, the control box is covered, you made a little echo on it, LaCroix, there should be no reason why you can't do Chazor back into the oven.
It's not like in the...
Yeah, but this over here, though, maybe it's called on the top. It's not called inside.
So what's the black?
What?
What is the black?
The black, what the black does on the Kira, it makes it proof of the Ketuma.
Yeah, but it's on top. Kira, you're saying, is that inside?
Yeah, so is our Tenorim today have a din? Like, the Tenorim over here, let's just see Rashi real quickly. Tenor over here is Mitok Shakats Lamala. This is really our case of this. It's smaller up on top, thicker on the bottom, and therefore there's a lot of flame in there, and when it comes up, the heat is very directed, and it's much more hotter. The Kira was a more of a square. Okay, over here, it gets very hot. Tenor, mitok shekatz lamala v'rakav lamata, nikla komo l'tocho. The heat is, it keeps much more tafei mekira, much more than a kira, and therefore we're going to be more makmir. Therefore the Mishnah says, even bekashu v'gavavo lo yitain, ben mitocho ben mal gavav. We're much more makmir with a tenor, even if it has these, stubble and the straw, kol shekhen, even if it has wood, as we're going to see in the Gemara, wood in it, even if you cleared out the wood, you're not allowed to use it. Even if you did grief of the katima with this tenorim, you're not allowed to do it. Now our stove tops, when we put the black on it, or the hot plate, that's grief of the katima on a kira. Our ovens, is it called, when you have, especially you have something covering the bottom, the flame is covered, you cover your control box, it's nice and hot, is that called these tenorim, and even if it's creep and vikatima, it's usur? Or no, it's just like a kira, even though you're putting it inside, and it's mutter, it's not called putting it inside, it's putting out agavav. From what I saw yesterday in the postgame, say that our ovens today, this is Rav Moshe, is not hot like those ovens, and because there's a lot of air in it, it hasn't been like a kira. So we're not talking about our Netzias today, our stovetop and our ovens seem to have it. We're saying seems, we're not giving Tzachal up over here, but at least according to the way the post came apart down, that it's not a problem. Let's just finish the Mishnah. A kupach is an in-between. Our Kira that we had two tops on it. The oven was much, the Tenor was much hotter. The kupach is just like a Kira, but smaller, and only one what's it called? Grit. On top to cook the food on. And therefore it's hotter than a kira, but less than a tenor. So it's going to take on two different dinners. Kira shizaku bikashu gavava, if you cook it in these non-coal producing substances, already like a kiyam. It has a din like a kira. Begefru v'eitzim, but if you use wood, hari huk tenor. We're going to be makli on a tenor even if you cleared it out. Kupak, the Gemara Meforish, La'asoy Chalo Kekira, it has, its innards is like a Kira, Aval Arko Kirachbo, it's an actual square, the Evo Eile Shir Shefitat Kedira, it has one grid on it for one Kedira, the Kira Yeshbo Shefitat Shtei Kedira, it has enough for two.